the intense level of raids and violence that have happened against sex workers has been happening in the last 3 weeks. The police activity on the ground is quite intense and quite focused. So entire brothel areas have been shut down by the police, which has displaced a lot of workers. And workplaces have been aggressively raided, with lots of people being removed from the premises and taken to detention. Also, police have been raiding street-based sex work areas as well. So it's been quite violent and quite public, with a lot of people witnessing the violence and the raids and the arrests that have been happening.
Now, Cambodia is known as a destination and pathway for human trafficking. How can the government stop this kind of exploitation without the current laws?
Well, the first thing that we would say, and this is also what the Women's Network for Unity, which is the union for sex workers in Cambodia, say as well, is that the first thing that needs to happen is for the government to decriminalise sex work, to allow sex work to be regulated like any other business and any other industry, and to engage with sex workers in a partnership approach, because it is sex worker organisations and sex worker communities that are most engaged and most affected by trafficking, and it is actually the sex workers who are desiring that human rights abuses such as trafficking don't occur. So when these human rights abuses do happen, sex workers deserve access to justice, they deserve support, and they deserve for their occupation not to be used against them as a reason to lock them up.
But would you say that there is a difference between sex workers and the owners of brothels, for example, that might profiteer from human trafficking?
Yes, of course, there is a difference. However, that is the problem with these current Cambodian laws. They don't recognise the difference. The Cambodian laws, which are titled anti-trafficking laws, are actually just broad-based anti-sex work laws and have given the police an excuse to raid and arrest as many sex workers as they can find. So the anti-trafficking laws that are being implemented in Cambodia are a classic case of using anti-trafficking as an excuse to commit human rights abuses against sex workers and to stop sex workers from being able to engage safely in the sex industry.
Could you explain what else is happening to the sex workers apart from being taken into detention? Has there been evidence of further abuse by the police?
The Women's Network for Unity, the union in Cambodia, is very distressed to report that there has been a high number of sexual assault and rapes against sex workers by members of the Cambodian police, members of the Cambodian army and staff of the detention centres. It has become a systemic problem within this anti-trafficking response in the last 3 weeks in Cambodia. And that problem is further exacerbated by the high level of HIV among sex workers in Cambodia. So not only is there a huge amount of sexual assault and violence happening against the sex workers who are in detention or who are picked up and arrested, but also there is potentially a problem happening for the generalised epidemic of HIV in Cambodia. You know, we can confidently say that the HIV prevention program in Cambodia is at a total crisis point and has totally broken down.